You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh, and all the effects of the Karnataka elections on the stock market and earnings results coming your way right here on Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Equity benchmarks witnessed a volatile day of trade today on Tuesday as confused investors looked for cues from Karnataka on the domestic side, while developments from Korea dominated the global cues. We'll come to Korea in just a bit. But first, Karnataka. The street ended a volatile session off its low points as the Sensex pulled back around 150 points, while the Nifty managed to end above 10,700. At the close of market hours, Sensex ended over 150 points lower over the 35,000 mark, while Nifty ended 61 points lower at 10,740. The day began on a lower note as geopolitical tensions from North Korea dragged indices in the morning. North Korea on Tuesday abruptly cancelled talks with the South planned for Wednesday and also threatened to walk away from the US talks scheduled for the 12th of June in Singapore. But a recovery in the last hours managed to cut losses for benchmarks. It is the Karnataka confusion that otherwise dominated the confusion on the Lal Street. Is the BJP going to be asked to form the government, or is it going to be the Congress-JDS alliance? As of now, we still do not know. Among sectoral indices, PSU banks cracked over 3% among the biggest casualties today, while Bank Nifty managed to end over a percent lower. Midcaps managed to end the day flat. Top gainers on the Nifty today were Hindustan Unilever, Lupin, ITC, Wipro and Yes Bank. Top gainers on the Sensex today were HUL again, ITC, Wipro, Yes Bank and Asian Paints. Top losers on the Nifty today, ICICI Bank, UltraTech Cement, Cipla, Gale and Reliance. Top losers on the Sensex, ICICI Bank, Reliance, SBI, Hero MotoCorp and Adani Ports. That was all the activity on the Lal Street. What were some stocks in the news? We are also in the middle of earnings season, so there was some news coming in from that quarter as well. Let's start with Hindalco Industries, which fell around 2% after it reported a decline of 25% year-on-year in its profits for the March quarter at 377 crore rupees. The company had posted a profit of 502.5 crore rupees for the same period last year. ITC ended nearly 1.5% higher as FMCG earnings surprised positively. Close on the heels of Punjab National Bank's own earnings, the stocks touched their 52-week low today at 74.3 rupees, falling as much as 12% after the weak numbers posted by the bank for the quarter ended March 2018. There was another bank in focus, this time Syndicate Bank, whose share price dropped nearly again 12% after it reported a net loss of 2,195.12 crore rupees in the last quarter ended March 31st due to high bad loans that required higher provisioning. In some acquisition news, Vivimed Labs gained 3% as the firm acquired Hungarian company Sonius. Gammon Infrastructure Projects advanced 20% as the private sector lender ICICI Bank acquired nearly 18% stake in the company through invocation of pledged shares. And finally, Reliance Communications lost as much as 15% as the National Company Law Tribunal admitted an insolvency petition filed by Ericsson against the company on overdue of payments. And finally, what happened in the rest of the world? Markets in Europe are still trading and they're trading in a flat terrain as investors still keep an eye on rising bond yields and interest rates. The pan-European Stoxx 600 was flat at 0.07%. France's CAC index is also flat as I speak. Germany's DAX is just about trading in the green, up 0.22% at 12,998. What happened in the markets that have already closed? We turn to Asia. Stocks closed lower as markets digested news around uncertain times on the Korea front, as well as rising bond yields. Japan's Nikkei 225 eased 0.44% to close at 22,717.23, and the broader topics index slipped as much as 0.27%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also closed in the red, down 0.13% at 31,110, and Shanghai Composite from mainland China also closed down 0.71% to close at 3,169.5. Well, that was all the activity on the Lal Street. One thing that was certain was the certainty with which the stock markets reacted to the uncertainty that is there in Karnataka politics as we speak. Hopefully, in the coming days, we'll get a clear sense of what the situation in Karnataka is going to be. And we here at Money Control will bring you the latest in terms of what happens due to the uncertainty in the Karnataka political arena. For all the latest from the worlds of business and finance, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com, where you will be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.